Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Kyle, and welcome to The Conversation. Today on The Conversation, we're going to talk about my view of stalled starts when it comes to Grand Prix racing in terms of not just the incident at Indy, but many incidences throughout the years. We're also going to talk about just be yourself. You know, it's this whole world we have to try to fit in. You know, and also I'm going to talk about a couple things I noticed when I was at Walmart last night with Michael Jackson and alcohol and much more. The conversation begins right now. Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unwilling love surrounds the man who trusts in him. Psalm 32:10. Just kind of think about that as you're going through your day to day. And welcome to The Conversation. And I kind of want to do a quick review from last week. And the service for Merle Teal was just incredible. I actually, 2 days ago, bought on eBay a DIY Gibson Les Paul guitar kit to build in honor of him. He made many instruments. He was a guy way before his time that was about taking whatever he could find and reusing it. And he grew gourds and made gourd dulcimers and you name it, bird feeders out of them. And, you know, and I thought it'd be fun to try to, somebody always told me that, you know, building your own guitar or your own instrument makes you a professional, but it also will let you and teach you a lot about that instrument. So basically it's a kit where you get like the guitar shape and you basically stain the neck and the body and you color it and stain it and protect it, and then you put the hardware in it, solder it, and put it together. So I thought it'd be kind of fun to do. And, you know, in honor of Merle Teal, keep his legacy going of making instruments. And I play drums religiously anyways. And, you know, so I figured I've been learning the guitar off and on for the last year or so and the keyboard and stuff. So I thought, what the heck? Enough of that said, but I want to get into, I only do a half an hour show once a week, and I don't really talk about it a lot, but I'm a huge motorsports fan. I love motorsports, and speak of the devil, I got one of my good friends, Rex, got me tickets to the Tower Terrace Suites at the 500 for, I thought it was Saturday, and it's this Saturday for the qualifying. I work Saturday, and my mama Ruth that works at work is doing everything she can to try to get me to have that Saturday off, since I've already got the tickets and Rex expects me to go, and so we'll see what happens. But I've never been a fan of these stalled starts on the Grand Prix. Never have. I mean, if you want to do that, slow them down to 20 miles an hour. That way they're still moving, because these cars are so computer-controlled now and stuff that when Sebastian Cervera puts on the gas and lets go of the clutch, he's got one thing left on his side. If the stuff's working, he's going. If not, it's not. It's not his fault. He has a right to be, belligerent and pissed off too. But it's just one of those things that why don't they do the Lamar start with an all in an angle, and when they say okay, when the green goes, you pull out and go straight. And if your car stalls, you're right there. And you don't have any potential of accident, because if your car stalls and you're in the first or second row, let me tell you something. Anybody five cars back, he'll be at the fifth gear by the time he gets to you, and if you can't get out of the way fast enough, it's bang. It's just, I just don't, I mean, it's a neat concept, but if you have a stalled car, there's disastrous consequences, just like in the Canadian Grand Prix years ago. So I'm not that big a fan of it at all. I like it for the excitement aspect, but, you know, bring them down to like 10 miles an hour or 20 and then have them go. That way you don't have any stalling. So that's just, I mean, I just can't wait till the 500 because my man, I love IndyCar and NASCAR and all that, you know, and I'm sitting there and somebody last year at 500 like, where'd you get that shirt? Because it's hard to find anything from Alex Tagliani, my driver. And I'm like, oh, I was in this shop that they had built in here. It was like a world sports shop and they had stuff. And I almost bought a hat, too. I didn't need a hat, but I almost bought one of his hats just because if you find anything from him, it's almost impossible to find it. And he's going to be racing in the 500 with Sarah Fisher Racing because he ain't got a ride this year, so he's not full-time competitor. So, you know, a few times we'll get to see him all season. Maybe if he does great with Sarah Fisher Racing at the 500, they might keep him. I have no idea. No words have been said as far as I know, but that's something that we hope. You know, I'm this guy that always likes the underdog type person, you know. One of my favorite artists, is Harry Chapin. If you don't know the guy, he sung Cats in the Cradle. He wrote that song, so that's how you would know him. You know, Ugly Kid Joe did a version of it in 94. But he wrote a song called Mr. Tanner. And he was reading the New York Times one day, and he read a story about a guy by the name of Mark Trivoli from Dayton, Ohio, who was a cleaner, and he saved up all this money to go and do a show in New York and got all these people to come, and when it was done, everyone gave him bad reviews and all this stuff, and da-da-da, and he went back to Ohio and never really did much again, never sang, hardly except for to himself, and Harry Chapin could really relate to that guy because I don't think he got a good review when he was alive. And a good friend of mine, Steve Adamson, I guess he came to Purdue and he said, he knows my style of music and what I love, and he goes, you'd have been crying. You would have absolutely, that was one guy on my bucket list I would have died to have seen, but by the time, I mean, he died in way young. I mean, I was alive when he was alive, but I would have been like, I'd have been like 6 years old or 5 years old when I would have seen him. That's what my mom, you know, but my mom and dad aren't that big into music, so. But, you know, it's just, he was always the underdog when he was alive, and I've always been supportive. Like, I love Brian Vickers in NASCAR. He's my favorite driver. Kind of like that guy that's won races, but he's kind of like that underdog. He's not that big. He's not Dale Jr. or Jeff Gordon or Johnson or any of those. So I've always been that kind of person. We're going to switch now to something real quick that really offended me. And me and a guy at work were talking about this. Not many people know this, but Michael Jackson hand-selected every single person that was on stage. They were an extension of him. He believed that they were an extension of him. And he was involved in hand-selecting every person that was on the stage doing shows. And I saw that there was new music of his in Walmart, and Michael Jackson would never in a million years want that released. It wasn't finished. And I know a couple years ago, they supposedly had voice authenticators that proved, yes, this is Michael Jackson, and yada, 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 and all this stuff, the people that were going to release it. And Janet came out, and she goes, well, first of all, I don't believe that's Michael Jackson. Second of all, he would never want that released. He was a very, very, he was a perfectionist, and he wanted it to be perfect, or it wouldn't go out. And if it's not, not many people know this, because I've known some people in the music business, musicians, and like Blind Melon, they played the songs like 6 times, 20 times, 25 times, and they would combine the 25 versions and take the best parts of each to make one good version. That's how you have like B-sides or A-sides, because, hey, well, when they first started doing recording it, they started it, oh, this is how the intro is going to be, and then maybe 3 weeks later, and when they go to record it some more, they change the intro or whatever, you know. So this is the original intro, the side D, and whatever. And Michael Jackson would never want that music released. And there's no way, and Janet Jackson believes it's not him to begin with. But, you know, when you hear about how much money the people get that own the rights to Elvis, you know, whoever owns the rights to Michael Jackson and, you know, whoever gets the royalties from anything of his, they're sitting pretty. Of course they want it released. They want to get that money. And it's wrong for the artist. And one thing a lot of people probably don't realize is when Sam Walton was alive, he never sold alcohol, never would have alcohol sold at Walmart, ever. I don't really buy alcohol. I've bought at Sam's Club when they've had like some decent wine, I've bought it. But for the most part at Walmart, I'll never buy liquor just because that's against what Sam Walton would have wanted. You know, I relate a lot of my life to restaurants and NASCAR and motorsports. And same thing with, you know, not many people know this about Wendy's, but they were there having a meeting one time and this guy came in and he goes, well, why are we here? We're here because of Dave Thomas. You know, what do we do? What would Dave Thomas do? Not many people realize this, but Wendy's uses a square burger, and it's not a joke. The square burger was used because Dave Thomas had a belief that he never wanted to cut corners. That's why Wendy's is number 2 in the ratings behind McDonald's. Now, it's not Burger King and McDonald's 1 and 2, you know, McDonald's and Burger King. It's Wendy's 2, McDonald's 1. And that's after Dave Thomas is gone. Because they believe in his vision. You know, they still donate tons of money to the Adoption Foundation. You got to understand, Dave Thomas had a mentor. His name was Colonel Sanders. He ran and had several KFC franchises until he went off and started his own thing. And that's kind of leading to my next segment is be who you're going to be. You know, my biological sister is one of those people that, you know, worry about your own self. You know, shouldn't moan about everyone else. You know, Jesus Christ can come down and have long colored shoes on. You know, and it's just who I am. I mean, yeah, you know, you got to be who you are. What makes a dress a woman? You know, that's why I love the Grateful Dead so much, because when you're on tour, no one, for the most part, no one cared. You know, you see two people walking down the parking lot naked, so what? What do you do? My sister would be like, oh my, can you believe that? You're naked. Hang your hair in your mouth. Who cares? So what? You know, so what if he has blue hair? That's what he wants to do and he's happy with it? You know, Steve Jobs used medical cannabis. Thank God, because would Apple be where it is today if he hadn't used it? Oh, it's dangerous. You smoke one unfiltered marijuana cigarette, and it's the equivalent of like 20,000 cartons of cigarettes. Really? Whatever. Oh, but you can sell me a prescription that has on the warning label, coma or death, death, death. But, you know, marijuana is dangerous for you. This prescription that's killed people, oh, you can still get that. It's okay to have a pharmaceutical that's killed people. You can still take that. That's still legal. But, you know, marijuana, someone just says it's dangerous. Oh, now you can't have that. That's dangerous. Okay? You can't, something's illegal because you say it's dangerous, but something's not illegal and it's killed people. I don't get it. I don't, but be who you are. You know, just, I am who I am. I don't care. I'm a dork. I am. That's what my girl calls me. She calls me a dork, and I am. You know, I'm going to be who I'm going to be. I don't care. I'm not out. It's not a popularity contest to me. I don't try to. If you like me, you do. I support medical cannabis. I support, call it marijuana, call it whatever you want to call it. If you like me, you like me. You don't, you don't. Like, and if I had one thing to say to incoming high school class, you know, like freshmen going into high school, 20 years, I am now friends or better friends. I'm friends with people and closer to people that in high school now than I was in high school. Me and Heather Holly, we're really close. She edited my cookbook and, you know, and I've helped her out and let her borrow my drum set for a civic theater production, and I didn't want nothing for her. I mean, she was going to do stuff for me, take me out for my birthday, but who cares? I mean, but it's one of those things that somewhere down the road, you're going to probably become friends or have someone, you know, what's up with you? Where have you been? What's going on? And you probably never hardly said hi to them in high school. There's a million people I'm like, I don't remember this person. I don't remember that person. Hang out with them. Talk to them. You know, you never know. Why wait 15, 20 years till a Facebook comes up when you start to actually talk to them? Because there are people that I talk to now that I'm like, I was always afraid to talk to. Like, oh, they're the cool kids, you know? What means cool? What means popular? Harry Chapin was popular to me, and I don't think he got one good review when he was alive. I love his music. Short Stories is one of my favorite all-time albums. Look it up. Listen to it. It gets me right in the heart, you know? Because it's when music meant something. Most of those songs were written out of his life experiences. You know, and it's just one of those things that, that's what I would tell a high school class, you know, just the kids that are in the wheelchairs going down the push them. They just want to be normal, you know. Most people, yeah, there's people out there that just want to get cannabis so they can get stoned. You know, the average person isn't trying to get AIDS or trying to get cancer just so they can get stoned at a Phish concert. Okay? There are people that are trying to make up some damage as well. Well, I'm depressed and need cannabis when they're just wanting to get high. Yeah, there's going to be people out there like that. The majority of the people are just trying to become normal and feel normal. It is, you know. I mean, they just want to be normal. Just because they're in a wheelchair doesn't mean they're a different human being. Oh, we can't talk to them. I mean, they can't get out of a wheelchair. Okay? Erase the wheelchair and x-ray them. They look the same as you do. You know, you can't tell a race or a color from an x-ray. So what's on the inside that counts, my friends? And that's one thing I agree with eHarmony, because they always say when you go in to date someone, look at the inside, because she may look like a supermodel now, but when she has wrinkles and she's ugly and you can't get it up anymore, what's going to happen? Where is your relationship going to go when the sex is gone? If you don't have something keeping you together beyond the bedroom, you know, I hope my girl has some passions that I can get behind, you know? I mean, I do a lot of things. I play darts. I play, but you got a banquet coming up. I play, you know, drums. I'm trying to learn the guitar and keyboard when I get time. I have a support group. I just do so much. But I am who I am, though, you know? So what? You know? If I'm going to have a tattoo, why do you look down upon me? You know, going to church doesn't make you a good person, just like smoking weed doesn't make you a bad person. You know, a tattoo doesn't make you a bad person. You know? If you like to do yoga, do yoga. Whatever you do. You know, why do we have to have this? You know, so if I want to have my toenails painted or get a pet, oh, you're getting a man paint. What does a pedicure mean, woman? Because I stand on my feet 24 hours a day, 7 days a week down here, and my feet kill me. And luckily I have Z-coils that help 1,000,000%. What? Oh, you're getting a man paint. Well, call it whatever you want to call it. I'm getting it. I don't care. I love it. Having someone rub your feet for an hour soaked in hot water with soap and do your nails for you. Heck yeah. Yes, please. You know, when is it? Why is it only a woman that gets to spend 24 hours in the salon and have her nails done? I want to sit in the salon and just have someone pamper me all damn day and fix my hair and cut it and do my nails and massage me and, you know, put a mask on me and rip the tea tree oil face mask off and, you know, massage me. Oh, no, that's only women can have that time. Only women like shopping. Really? I like shopping. I just don't have the money to do it. I mean, if I had the money, hell, I'd love to go to Bloomingdale's and, you know, go to Beverly Hills and just, you know, I'll take this and this and this and put it on my account, please. Yeah, thanks. That doesn't mean I haven't done willingness survival and give me a blanket and a knife and I'll go out and survive in the woods. Yeah, I'm a vegetarian, but if I have to survive, I'm like a Jew. I'll eat meat to survive. You know, that's the bottom line. But, you know, I'm getting back to my point. Just be who you're going to be. Who cares? If you're a guy and love flowers, go ahead. Go for it. You know, embrace it. Why does a hairstylist that's a man have to be gay? Hello, I'm your hairstylist. Come here. I'm going to fix your hair. I don't get it, you know. Oh. The only thing I do take personally is if you call my kilt a skirt. If I know you and you're just kind of joking, that's one thing. But if you're not, probably get thrown up against the wall. I'm a nice guy, but that really... Oh, my buddy Josh Armstrong, I went to corner of school with, if you called it a skirt, he'd probably kill you. Or beat you to death. And that's not even a joke. But, you know, because it's not a skirt. It's a kilt. It's a tartan. It's a blanket that you fold into, because that's really what it was. It was a long sheet, like 9 yards, that you folded up into a blanket. And you could actually, there are some people I've seen where they said back in the day there was evidence that they could take part of it and make like a pouch of it to hang over your shoulder so you could put a hole, you know. And you have the sporran, which is a purse, because you don't have pockets. You know. Men don't have purses just because, guess what? We don't have 75 million things. We're happy with the way God made us. We don't have to put on a face. We don't have to alter God's image. We love our image the way it is. We don't have to put on makeup. I will hear that from the women. I know I will. I know I'll get the women listeners going, "What?" Well, you know, when I know chicks that have, like, 85 different kinds of nail polish, well, okay, well, why don't you get, like, two kinds? And when they're gone, buy two more. Well, see, this is a brown Sienna. This is a burnt orange Sienna 216. I don't have to. I have 217, but I don't have the 216. It's different. Really? I could probably just take and add water to that nail polish, shake it up, and I could lighten the tone, and there you go. What did it cost you? Nothing. Except for your water bill. And what did you get out of it? Totally different color. Or just take and add some white out to it. There you go. Lighten it up. Save money. I know. I've known chicks that literally have like 800 different nail polishes. And some of them are like almost identical color, but it's just a different company. I don't get it. But then when you realize that there are millions of dollars of food stamps being used in Hawaii that have nothing to do with Hawaii because they're from like Texas or Chicago or Wyoming, they're not Hawaiian food stamps. If you're on food stamps, how are you affording to go to Hawaii? I don't get it, you know. One of those things, you know, don't bitch at me if you ain't got no money if you got 700 kinds of nail polish. But I guess, you know, I'm just, you know, be who you're going to be. Like what you're going to like. You know? That's all I'm saying, because I'm so, why does, you know, actually, if anything, a man needs a skirt because they got something under there. A woman don't. You know, I remember, like, in seventh grade, there were kids that got suspended from school because, well, girls could wear skirts during the winter months, but we couldn't wear shorts, so they all wore skirts. You know? I don't know. I just am who I am, and if you like me, you do, you don't, you don't. You know? That's just, all I can say about that, I guess. You know, I'm just, you know, so many people I talked to on Facebook when I was in high school that I would die to be, to talk to this person. And, like, I just, Don Tuner, my sister's husband, said it once, and he said, he goes, brother, you're being who you are. People are just noticing. And I don't know. I just do what I do. I just, I'm floored when people go out of their way and thank me for stuff, and I'm like, all I'm doing is what you should do, you know? You know, like one of my friends, her dad died, and I just didn't, you know? And we're not that close in high school. I think we're more friends now than we were, and I just basically said, you know, I just wrote, please don't sing sad songs for me. Forget your grief and fears, for I am in a perfect place away from pain and tears. I'm far away from hunger and hurt, want, and pride. I've got a place in heaven with the Master at my side. My life is good. My earthly life, you know, was as good as everywhere I can go, but paradise is so much more than anyone can know. My heart is full of happiness and sweet rejoicing, too. To walk with God is perfect peace and joy forever new. And I just wrote. And she goes, you have no idea what that meant. Just, you know, I guess I'm one of those stalker people that, so what? You post something and I'm your friend, I might respond. If you don't want me to respond, you don't have me as your friend. Son, if you're going to support the New England Patriots or the Green Bay Packers, I'm gonna hate you. Just because you support them, not hate you, but, excuse me, but I got about 20 seconds left. I just want to thank you all for tuning in, and just remember, love whatever you love, do whatever you do, and the people that care about you, people are your true friends, they'll be there, and the people that aren't, don't. Until next week, God bless you all, have a great day, and be safe.